是荣耀的教会。
It's the glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
Holy without blemish.
在宝血中洗洁净。
Has been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
这次我们特别感谢诗班的献诗。
We're very thankful for the dedication of our choir.
不单是歌声好听
，Not only they sing beautifully，
而且是满有圣灵的膏油
，but also full of the anointing of the Holy Spirit。
啊，这次我们讲到永恒建造的工程
，and this theme of the conference is the building work of the everlasting construction。
我们需要回到当初
，Therefore we need to go back to the beginning，
回到神原初的心意
，back to the original heart and purpose of our God。
就在我们看见他的意象
，so that we can see what God saw，
那个蓝图
，see His blueprint。
然后我们要回到他的整个的话语的建造里面
，and then we also need to go back to the building that's based upon His words。
看见神在很多弟兄姊妹的身上恢复的那一个属灵产业
，and see the wonderful spiritual heritage that recovered by many brothers and sisters in history.
呼召我们起来追求，来得产业。
God is calling us to rise up to get this inheritance.
今天早间我们要分享到回到身体
，and this morning we want to talk about go back to the body of Christ.
我们一起来。读一下以弗所书第一章二十三节。
Let's read together Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him fills everything in every way.
保罗他得着了一个大的启示。
Paul had this great revelation.
他遇见了那位复活的主。
He encountered the risen Lord.
他看见了基督的意象。
He saw the vision concerning Christ.
他也看见了教会的意象。
Also the vision concerning church.
他在这里宣告教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Therefore, he proclaimed that church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
And the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
啊，这个是神心中所要得着的。
And this is what God intends to have.
我们再读一下罗马书十二章的第一节和第五节。
Let's read on Romans 12 verses 1 and 5.
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的我们这许多人在基督里成为一生互相联络做肢体也是如此在第一节他以神的慈悲来劝我们是要将身体献上当作活祭
In verse 1 he said I urge you in view of God's mercy to offer your bodies as living sacrifice
当我们将自己的身体献上
When we offer ourselves
在第五节我们就看到在基督里面成为一个身体
And in verse 5 we realize when we offer ourselves We become one in Christ.
他叫我们献上是当作活祭。
He asks us to offer our body as the living sacrifice.
活的祭物。
We are alive.
今天我们活不是自己在活，
是
基督在我们里面活。
When we live, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ who lives in me.
昨天晚上有好多弟兄姐妹把自己献在祭坛的上面。
Last night, many brothers and sisters offered themselves on God's altar.
然后我们彼此代祷，我们成为一同走路的同伴。
And we pray for one another to become companions on the way.
每次我们看到祭坛上满了祭物，圣火从天降下。
And every time when there's offerings on the altar, the holy fires came down.
它焚烧，它是悦纳每一个为主的奉献。
To burn and to accept gladly the offering from every child of God.
年长弟兄告诉我们说，每一个基督徒就必须要过一个关，叫做奉献关。
Senior brothers have advised us that every Christian has to pass a certain test, that is the test of offering.
如果你没有过这个奉献关
，If you do not pass the offering test.
你不过就是得救了。
Then you are just being saved.
但是还没有开始走路。
You have not yet started the journey.
还没有办法过教会生活。
You cannot really live a church life.
更不要讲到说活出那一个见证来。
Not to mention a testimony of church.
感谢主，今天我们能够把我们自己献上。
We thank the Lord that we are now offering ourselves to the Lord.
这是神给我们的恩典。
That is God's grace.
我们这些不值的，我们这些败坏堕落的。
We are unworthy. We are fallen races.
但是今天我们竟然能够来到这位圣洁荣耀的神面前。
Now we can come to this holy and glorious God.
把我们自己来献上。
And offer ourselves up.
但是这个是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And this is a holy and pleasing to God.
他讲到我们如此侍奉，也可以翻作如此敬拜。
Says this is your spiritual act of worship.
是理所当然的。
And this is a reasonable act of service.
在林前十二章十三节告诉我们说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says, For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
我们要看见主所要得着的那一个基督身体的见证。
From this, we can see what God intends to have is to have the testimony of a body of Christ.
他把那个间隔把我们除掉了。
He has gone rid of all the division lines.
而无论是在哪一个时代，在哪一个地方。
Doesn't matter where you are and what generation you belong.
我们认识到我们是在一个身体的里面。
We are all one in the one body.
今天我们所得着的是为着整个的身体。
Everything that we obtain is for the body.
今天神要整个身体的度量能够长大。
And God wants the measurement of the body increase.
要满有基督长成的身量。
Increase the full measure of the body of Christ.
昨天讲到那位同工弟兄，年轻的同工弟兄，他在血癌的最后一段路程，他所写的这些读经的笔记。
Last night I shared with you the notes of Bible study by our dear brother who has contracted leukemia. His notes were taken during his last days.
他这些追求，他没有讲过一篇道。
He never delivered a message based upon what he obtained.
他的笔记没有机会能够。
And neither was his notes published.
他的追求是为着整个基督身体。
But his pursuit of the Lord is for the entire body.
保罗一样在最后在地牢里面。
In the same way, when Paul was deeply in prison dungeon,
他要提摩太特别把那些疲倦带来。
He urged Timothy to bring him the scriptures.
他在那里。狱中在最后的一段日子
In his final days in the prison
我们相信他从主那里仍然有许多的领受
We believe he still received much revelation from God
很多时候你说他们在那样的一个环境当中他们的追求他们与主的关系
Sometimes you wonder in your final day all this pursuit the relationship the bonding with the Lord
外面的人可能根本都不知道
and won't be seen or known by people outside
但是在基督身体的里面
yet it is in the body of Christ
啊，你每一个启示你每一个得着
every revelation every received from the Lord
每一个得着的生命
every life you gain
弟兄姐妹这关乎整个身体
it's concerning the entire body of Christ
我们知道我们都在一个身体的里面
because we know we're all in this one body
以弗所书二章十九节告诉我们这样你们不再做外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 says Consequently you are no longer foreigners and aliens but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household
今天我们都是神家里的人
So we are all now a member of God's household
都是主耶稣付了极重的代价把我们买回来的
We have been purchased by the great price Jesus paid.
我们不是外人，不是客旅。
So we no longer strangers, foreigners.
今天是在神的家的里面。
But we are all in the house of God.
在神的家的里面， 我们知道我们靠他同被建造成为神界圣灵居住的所在。
And in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
成为神家里的人，那是神在我们身上他有一个荣耀的心意。
We become members of his household because God has a glorious purpose on us.
把我们建造起来，
which is to build us up.
然后要显出一个身体的见证，
to show forth a testimony of a body.
我不晓得我们每一位有没有这种感觉，我就是神家里的人。
I don't know if you feel this way, that you are a member of God's house.
有一个小弟兄有一次告诉我，梁伯伯啊，我们那个二楼交易楼二楼有一个灯没有关。
A young brother once reminded me, said, Oh, Brother Timothy, look, the light on the second floor is not turned off.
我跟他说，非常谢谢你告诉我。
I said, Thank you very much for telling me.
可不可以请你去把它关掉？
Can you go ahead and turn it off?
今天我们在神的家有很多大大小小的事情。
There are many things happening in the house of God these days.
我们很感动，有很多弟兄姐妹把神家的事就当作自己的事。
We're very touched when we see many brothers and sisters regard the things in God's house as his own business.
尽心竭力。
And they devote themselves to the work.
出钱出力。
They financially and labor-wise.
还有很多出他的才干。
And talents.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is God's house.
你就知道说我就是神家里的人。
And I am a member of this house.
来家神的家里面。真的是我们在家中每一个神的儿女，家神家的事好像就是我的事一样。
Since we are a member of God's house, then God's business is my business.
所以你看到说，哦，地上有一个纸屑。
If you see a piece of trash on the floor,
你不会想到说谁是负责整洁工作的。
Will you think of someone? Gee, who's in charge of cleaning today?
而是你会把它捡起来，你就把它丢掉。
You should naturally pick it up and throw it away.
有一个破口，你会想说，我在这里，我是不是能够把它堵住？
You see a breakage, then would you try to fix it and mend it?
不是说这是谁在负责的。
Instead of saying, oh, I wonder who's in charge.
我们不是从外面，好像一个外人在那里指指点点。
And we're not like foreigners in God's house.
感谢主，我们是神家里的人。
No, we are a member of God's household.
今天神家里的人，神要建造我们。
And because we are members of his house, he wants to build us up.
成为他的居所。
So that we can become a dwelling place for himself.
我们在第一堂信息就讲到那一个山上样式要造那个会幕。
In our very first message, we talk about God wants to make the tabernacle according to the pattern of heaven, of the mountain.
神讲得非常清楚。
And God made it very clear.
要为我造圣所。
Build a holy dwelling for me.
叫我能够住在他们中间。
So that I can dwell among men.
这是神原初的心意。
That was God's original intent.
今天他为我们舍命流血。
That he gave his life and shed his blood for us.
买我们回来。
He has redeemed us back to himself.
成为家里的人。
So that we can become a member of his household.
我们在身体的里面。
And we become one in his body.
弟兄姐妹，神正在经营建造。
And dear brothers and sisters, God is building us up right now.
神要得着他的居所。
So that he can have a dwelling place.
彼得前书第二章第四节说，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 says, As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him.
今天讲到说，我们好像是活的石头。
It talks about that we are the living stone.
他要把我们建造起来成为一个灵宫。
And he wants to build us up to become a spiritual place for him.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to obtain for himself a glorious church.
所以我们知道每一个材料都是宝贵的。
Therefore, any material, every material is precious.
他把我们带到他的家，我们各有不同的背景，我们很多方面好像功用也不太一样。
Although we come from different backgrounds, have different talents or functions, God has brought us into his house.
今天神在我们每一个人身上，我们都可以见证他正在改变我。
And every one of us can say, God is changing me now.
他在雕销制作我。
He's working on me now.
但是我们要看到说，每一个 被制作都是宝贵的。
But we need to regard all the work of God is precious.
但是神好像他也不是说把每一个做得很漂亮，然后一个一个单独的在那里展示。
God does not work on us and make us individually beautiful and then put us on display individually.
就他要得着的是一个教会，是一个身体的见证。
Because what he wants to obtain for himself is the testimony of his body, a church.
一个工地要施工。
In a construction site, many things are happening.
他们把所有的需要建造的材料都运到这个工地去。
And they will ship all the materials they need for the construction.
所以每一个材料，每一个物件都预备好。
And you see, many items, materials are ready there.
但是那还不是房子。
But that is not a building.
你需要把它立体的建造起来。
You have to put them up together.
今天我们一个一个被主买回来带到他的家里面。
So each one of us has been redeemed and brought into his house.
但是今天要看到神要建造他的教会。
But we need to see what God intends to do is build us up to become his church.
他说我们像是活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
Says you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
他说，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
今天我们能够把自己献给主，实在是主的恩典。
It is indeed God's grace that we are able to offer ourselves to Him.
今天不是神缺乏什么。
Really, it's not God is lacking something.
但是你每一次为主有一些的摆上。
But any little offering we make for the Lord.
其实我们里面是充满了感恩的。
From our end, we are full of thankfulness.
何等的恩典，何等的福分。
Knowing it's a blessing and grace.
临到我们的身上。
That has come upon us.
有一个父亲，有一次他给他非常小的小女儿哈一个冰淇淋。
A father once gave her very little young daughter an ice cream.
那这个小女儿拿了吃，哇，真是好吃啊！
And the little girl held to the ice cream cone, enjoying the ice cream.
那结果，这父亲突然说，好不好，给我咬一口？
And the father suddenly says, "Can I have a bite?"
那个小小的女孩啊，她不太情愿，但她又不反对，她说，好吧。
And the little girl reluctantly says, "Oh well, okay."
结果这个父亲呢吃了一大口，这个女孩就哭了。
And the father had a big bite.
哎呀，
and the girl started to cry.
我以为他的父亲，他以为他只是说说而已啊，还真的把我吃了一大口。
She didn't expect the father would have such a huge bite.
其实我们知道父亲他可以买好多好多的冰淇淋来给他的。
In fact, we all know her father is capable of bringing her a lot more ice cream.
他在乎的不是要吃那一口冰淇淋。
He didn't care about if he get to.Take a bite on the ice cream.
他在乎是那小小的孩子，他的心到底是怎么样？
All he cares is about her reaction, her heart toward him.
弟兄姐妹，千山的牛，万山的羊，都是属于我们神的。
All the millions of sheep and oxen on the hills belong to our God.
他并不缺少什么，叫我们能够来摆上。
God doesn't lack anything that needs our help.
他何等的渴望能够更多更多的叫我们来得着。
Instead, he wants us to have more and more abundantly from him.
但是我们有没有摸着我们天父的心？
But the question is, do we feel the Father's heart?
当你真的摸着父神的心，
When we really feel the Father's heart,
我们知道我们一切都是属他的。
Then we know everything we have actually belongs to him.
我们领受从他来的祝福。
And we receive all these blessings from him.
我们这次有交通一些关于教会历史上所发生的一些事情。
And in the last day, we shared a lot of things that occurred in the history of church.
很多人一讲到教会历史，就想到所谓的大公教会的这个历史。
And a lot of times when people thought about the church history, we thought about the Catholic Church.
其实从使徒时代之后
，Yes, after the era of apostleship,
就开始了所谓的大公教会。也有人就认为说，只有他们合在一起，那个是一个比较主流的。
The Catholic Church became the mainstream.
然后从国教 到天主教国那个罗马天主教
and then become the state religion for the Roman Empire.
但是我们另外一条线看到弟兄们的脚踪
yeah at the same time you see another thread that that's full of the footsteps of brothers.
所以主要的历史，你看到有一条线。
So you see, the mainstream church development is one thread.
从使徒时代之后，他们慢慢就形成了所谓大公的教会。
It started from the era of apostles and then became Catholic Church.
然后后来变成国教。
And then become their the religion, state religion.
后来变成天主教，有教皇在那里掌权。
And the system of pope developed and become Catholic.
然后后来又分出来，变成叫做改教或者新教。
And later on, it split because the Reformation.
但是从使徒时代开始，其实有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们是隐藏的。
Yet at the same time, even from the era of the apostles, there is a group of brothers and sisters who were hidden.
他们是没有加入这些所谓大公教会的。
They did not take part of another threat.
他们受到很多的逼迫。
They were greatly persecuted.
但是他们并没有一个固定的组织。
But they don't have an organization of their own.
没有太多对他们的记录。
And there is either, there isn't much documentation or records of them.
后来人家发现的一些记录是从哪里来的呢？
And they were able to find some records about this group and this line.
我们昨天也讲到说，天主教后来进入黑暗的时期，他们有异端裁判所。
We talk about how there's a indulgence, not indulgence, inquisition. Developed by the Catholic Church, they used to judge all the cults.
那这个异端裁判所判定很多的基督徒变成异端，然后被杀害。
This Inquisition Institute has actually judged many true Christians and sentenced them to death.
但他们在定罪的时候，他们有一些的记录。
So in their records, you see some trace of this line of brothers and sisters.
从那里面我们看到一些弟兄们的脚踪。
So that we can see the footsteps of these brothers and sisters.
在主流教会之外，是有一些他们所主张的、所看见的。
There are a group of people that's outside of the mainstream development. They have their own revelation.
和天主教是不一样的。
That's different from those of the Catholic Church.
有一些他们反对圣品阶级。
They're opposed to the ecclesial hierarchy.
有些他们不接受他们在那里做很多的这些偶像。
And they did not accept the idea about worshipping statues.
很多他们也不接受他们崇拜玛利亚。
And they do not worship Virgin Mary.
有一位弟兄，他叫做Peter Waldo.
And there's a famous brother among them. His name is Peter Waldo.
那他在1177年的时候呢，那他开始了一个我们叫做瓦勒度的那这些弟兄们，
in,
弟兄姐妹他们在一起。
In 1177 AD, he started a group called Walden.
所以他们是远远早于我们说改教的开始。
So they actually started earlier than the time of Reformation.
那些弟兄姐妹他们非常熟读圣经。
They are a Christian that study the Bible well.
大部分都会背新约的圣经。
They actually, most of them can memorize the entire New Testament.
然后呢，他们不接受、不相信这些炼狱啊，他这些对于很多天主教的那些习惯的。或者他们的主张，他们是反对的。
And actually, they did not believe or they opposed to many teaching in the Catholic Church, such as purgatory.
所以他们受到很多的逼迫。
So they were oppressed greatly.
但是最后，当改教开始的时候
，And so when the Reformation occurred,
他们很自然的就融入了这个改教的整个的运动。
And they automatically joined the movement of Reformation.
有一批的弟兄姐妹，他们受逼迫，他们逃到阿尔卑斯山的一个山谷的里面。
A group of them, when they were pressured, they escaped into the village in the deep in the mountain of Alps in Italy.
对，在意大利哈，然后他就发现那边有一班的弟兄姐妹。
And then they discovered there's a group of brothers there.
那这些弟兄姐妹，他们的根源是从使徒时代是一直传下来的。
And they realized this group of Christians actually came all the way from the time of apostles.
他们是回到当初的。
And those were the people that is considered back to the beginning.
他们持守原来所领受那一次交付圣徒的真道。
And they held and they defend the faith that was entrusted to them in the beginning once for all.
当然他们和后来天主教进入黑暗时期那个非常非常的不一样。
So they are very different from the people that fell into the dark age.
后来人们慢慢的认识到这叫做谷中的弟兄们。
And so they gradually realized and called them brothers in the valley.
但是他们怎么知道他们的一些情形呢？
Then how do they know their spiritual condition?
就是刚刚讲的，从异端裁判所的他们的判决书里面能够来认识他们。
We get a glance at their spiritual condition from the records in Inquisition Institute, the judgment for true Christians.
当时他们讲到说，有主要七十个异端，这些在谷中的弟兄们呢，他们是最可怕的一个异端。
And according to the record, the Inquisition says that there are 70 cults at a time, and these brothers in the valley were the most difficult ones.
那他们讲几个理由。
And they said there are a few reasons why they are difficult.
第一个，他们是最古老的异端。
First of all, they have a long record.
那的确，他们古老啊，他们从使徒时代就开始啊。
They have been around for a long time, start from the era of apostles.
他们不是后来在发起的，他们从使徒时代一直延续下来的。
They are not any newly created group. They actually came directly from the apostles' era.
但是因为他们所领受的跟天主教变成是很不一样。
But because they based upon their teaching very different from those of Catholic Church.
所以被定位是异端。
Therefore, they were condemned and to be called a cult.
最古老的异端。
And they are the most senior cult.
第二方面呢，他们的发展，因为他们常常是隐藏的，但他们的发展又是很快的。
And the second point about them is that they are hidden, but they develop very rapidly.
那在波西米亚开始的时候，一三15年的时候大概只有8万人。
And when they first they were first discovered in 1315, their number was about 80,000.
几年以后变成了80万。
After a few years, it became 800,000.
他说这是很可怕的。
So the Inquisition recorded that this is a dreadful group.
好，第三个就是他们的行为太好了。
The third problem with these people is that they have perfect behavior.
他们活出那一个义的见证，彼此相爱的见证。
Because they show forth a testimony of being one.
当我们讲到回到当初，你看到初代教会，他们活出来那一个义的见证。
When we talk about go back to the beginning, we saw the condition of the early church, which shows this testimony of being one.
所以他们记着说，除了他们反对教皇，那其他的他们找不出有什么行为上的缺点。
Therefore, they couldn't really find any faults about their behaviors other than they opposed the teaching of the Pope.
那这些让他们害怕，定他们是异端。
That made them afraid of them and decided that, yes, they are cults.
所以我们看到当时候有很多他们不在天主教里面的。
Therefore, we see there is a group of Christians who were not part of the Catholic Church.
他们受到逼迫。
They were persecuted.
然后在天主教当中开始了所谓改教的运动。
And in the same time, within the Catholic Church, the movement of Reformation started.
所以昨天讲到说，这一批一批的不同的，在不同的地方，他们开始了这个改教。
Therefore, we talked about that last night at different locations, at different people. God started the movement of Reformation.
那因为他们改教，他们当然也受到逼迫。
Because they were trying to do reforming, they were persecuted as well.
那在改教运动的当中呢，有一些像崇敬派，他们觉得说这个改的不够彻底，所以他们也有一些提出来反对的地方。
And also within the groups of Reformation movement, they have hold different opinions as well, so they were separated.
所以这些呢，他们又受到这些已经改教的他们来逼迫。
And when they have a different opinion to the original reformist, they were persecuted as well.
所以我们看到说，你看这好像是一个很混乱的一个情形。
So it's quite chaotic if you look at that.
然后我们昨天也讲到约翰胡斯。
And we talk about Brother John Hus.
那他是波西米亚的人。
He's a Bohemian.
他们是受到谷中弟兄们的影响。
He was affected by the teaching of brothers in the valley.
后来胡斯 被火烧殉道了。
And John Hus was burned to death.
跟随他的也一样受到逼迫。
And his followers were persecuted as well.
后来很多从各处不同地方受到逼迫的，他们到了一个地方，就是新生夺夫，他们逃到那个庄园去。
Therefore, many Christians they were persecuted. They all came to this one place, owned by Zinzendorf.
那你看看，从摩尔维亚，然后从波西米亚，他们的这些弟兄们，然后从这个路德，从加尔文这个背景来的，从各个不同的背景来的，结果他们都聚在一起。
All these brothers coming from different backgrounds, they all gather together.
其实你要知道，不同背景，他们要交通或者是一起生活，是有很多不容易的挑战。
Imagine the challenge they have when Christians with different backgrounds gather together and live together.
我们昨天也讲到说，马丁路德跟慈运里这两位改教的这个大人物啊，他们就是因为一个点，然后他们就分开了。
Last time we shared about the conflict between Martin Luther and Ulrich Zwingli, and just because they have this different opinions on one small thing, and they had to be separated.
所以这一群你看到有从原初就来的这条线的。
So you see, in this big group of Christians, some came from the thread that's back to the era of apostles.
有从改教出来的。
Some came from the line of reformation.
有从受改教他们。这些人所逼迫，他们又逃出来的，他们全部都聚在一起。
Some came from the Reformation group because they hold a different opinion, so they were persecuted as well. All these people gathered together.
那怎么样可能有一个所谓的合一的见证呢？
How can it be possible to have a testimony of unity?
我想到在很多年前，我们参加有一个宣教士的培训，是在马尼拉。
I remember I was serving in a special training for missionaries held in Manila.
那一次大概有差不多六十位，他们都是愿意献身作为宣教士。
We have about 60 attendants from all over the places in China.
所以他们盼望接受比较长期的培训。
And they wanted to serve God as missionaries, so they want to attend this special training.This long-term training.
所以我们同工们就轮流的去那里帮助他们。
So we rotate to visit that city to give them training.
有一位弟兄，他是商人，他就把一栋楼啊，蛮大的，然后呢，就一年这一块钱的这个租金啊，象征性的，然后让他们来使用。
Locally, there was a brother who owned this building, and he let us lease his building as our facility.At the rate of $1 per year.
那时候来的这些弟兄姐妹都是从各个不同背景出来的。
And all the students came from different backgrounds.
他们虽然同样的都是对宣教蒙召有负担的。
Although they were all called to be a missionary.
但他们的背景是不一样的。
Yet they all had different backgrounds.
所以那时候上一起交通啊，我们就发现说他们有好多不同的看法。
So when we fellowship together, we realize, wow, we have quite a difference in opinions.
为了一些不同的看法，他们那个争执有的时候变得很厉害。
Sometimes because of difference in opinion, we quarrel a lot.
我家这么说的，那是我们家这么说的。
My leader said this way. My leader taught this way.
就算受浸，往前进到水里，还是往后，这个都可以争执。
We can even argue on small point as how you.Baptize people forward or backward.
谁才有资格来施浸？他们也有很大的争执。
And they have a different opinion on who is eligible to baptize others.
所以后来我们只有跟他们讲：你们既然是要来学习，对不对
？So finally, we said, "Aren't you here to learn?"
我们就回到圣经。
Why don't we just go back to the Bible?
是不是你可以放下说我家里这么说那个那样说那种不同，我们就回到圣经，你看圣经怎么说的。
Can you just let go what you learned before? Let's just go back to the Word of God and see what God says in the Bible.
感谢主，后来他们也同意，要不然这个学习不下去啊。
We thank the Lord they finally agreed to do so. Otherwise, there's no way we can go on.
后来。大概经过了一年的时间。
After about a year of time，
但是因为很多实际的一些遇到的一些情形，只有少数的人他们真正能够踏上宣教之路。
And because of all kinds of reasons, only very few of them were actually became missionaries.
那大部分后来又回去了。
A lot of the majority of them end up going back to their own church.
记得再过了差不多两年。
I remember about 2 years after that.
那我到国内去，后来遇见了一些。
I went into, I visited China and saw some of them.
那后来大家就有一些的交通，你们回去以后啊，情况怎么样啊？
So we had some fellowship about their condition after they returned their home church.
那有一件是很一致的，蛮
一致的。One thing was in common, which is unfortunate.
几乎所有的都被他们家里赶出去了。
All of those who returned home church had been cast out.
因为他回到家里，他说我们应该照着圣经。
Because when they returned their home church, they said we should do things according to the Bible.
就被赶出去了。
So they were kicked out.
弟兄们，我们讲这个只是知道说，从不同的背景要合在一起，那是多么的不容易。
My point is very difficult to be in one when you come from different backgrounds.
所以当时候他们来到新生多福的那里。
So back then, when we're talking about all these different groups of Christians came to this one place. Owned by Sinsendorf.
他们叫做一个主户村
It's called Hunt Hut.
那但是呢，你看见在不同背景的当中，新生 Dorf， 我们早上唱的诗歌就是新生 Dorf 他所写的一首诗歌。
The hymn which is sent is written by Sinsendorf.
圣徒众心爱理相系。
Christian love, Christian unity, united in love.
他为这个祷告。
And Sinsendorf prayed about their condition.
有一个日子非常的重要。
There's one key day.
1727年的八月十三日。
August 13, 1727.
时候到了，那一天，各个弟兄姐妹他们聚在一起掰饼纪念主。
On that very day, all the Christians gathered together breaking bread.
当弟兄姐妹在路上的时候，他们就被圣灵感动。
Even on their way to the gathering place, they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
过去他们可能争吵得非常的厉害。
They used to argue a lot with one another.
但是他们愿意放下他们自己。
But they were so moved by the Holy Spirit, they were willing to let go.
哦，那天一同围绕在主的桌子面前。
When they surround the table of the Lord that day,
圣灵大大的降临。
The Holy Spirit came down heavily on them.
他们都分不出来是哭的声音，是。祷告是唱诗。
They could point. They could not tell the sound they heard is from singing, praying, or crying.
圣灵把所有的间隔把他们除去了。
The Holy Spirit took away all the division among them.
在他们当中显出一个一的见证。
And was able to manifest a oneness testimony.
很多人经过了这么多年。讲到说那一次圣灵的浇灌好像是春雨的降临。
And many people record that.Recall that moment to be the falling of the spring rain.
我们知道五旬节的时候，那是秋雨的降临。
We all know Pentecostal Holy Spirit movement is considered the falling of the fall rain.
那现在我们是在春雨的时代。
And we are all now in the season of the spring rain.
因为主在夏天他回来了。
Because the Lord is supposed to come back.In the summer.
哦，这些弟兄姐妹他们彼此相爱。
All these Christian brothers and sisters love one another.
他们生活在一起。
They lived together.
他们回到当初神所要得着的那样的一个身体，教会生活的见证。
They actually live a testimony of church, just like what God intended to do in the very beginning.
他们开始有一个叫做二十四小时的守望祷告。
And they started this practice, which is watch and pray 24 hours around the clock.
就不同弟兄姊妹们，他们轮流的在一个地方，他们祷告。
Different brothers and sisters will start watching praying at different places around the clock.
每一个时候都有一些弟兄姊妹在那里祷告。
So there's always a prayer support anytime during the day.
然后他们。得着了负担，他们开始宣教。
And they will receive a burden, and they will start the missionary work.
就着比率来讲，他们这个团体人数并不是那么多， this, 但是他们差派出去的宣教士却是非常的比率非常的高。
And this may not be a huge group of brothers and sisters, but the percentage of missionaries sent by them was very high.
影响各处。
And has great influence all over the places.
所以昨天我们讲到。 约翰卫斯理。
John, we talked about John Wesley last night.
神所重用的仆人。
A servant greatly used by God.
在早期他要到美国来，在船上遇到了大的风浪。
On his way to America, he was on a ship and they encountered a great storm.
众人都害怕。
People on the ship were frightened.
但是他发现有一群的弟兄姐妹。
But John noticed that there's a group of Christians on the ship.
他们是摩尔维亚的弟兄姐妹。
They are brothers from Moravia.
他们那样的平静。
They were so peaceful.
他们服侍众人。
And they were able to serve people.
叫他觉得非常的震撼。
And he was very moved by their behavior.
所以他回去之后，他到他们当中去访问。
So he decided to visit them after he returned from his trip.
摩尔维亚的火焰啊，那个复兴的火，他得着了，他带回到英国去。
And the revival flame in Moravia was touched him, and then he brought them back to his own brothers and sisters.
带来英伦三岛的复兴。
And that brought in the great revival of England.
跟他在一起的同工那位怀特菲，他后来就到美国，带来美国的大复兴。
And John's co-worker George Whitfield.Actually went to the United States later and brought in the Great Awakening movement.
弟兄姐妹，我们在历史的轨迹里面，我们看见神奇妙的作为。
Through the trace of history, you see God's wondrous deeds.
我们也求主让我们看见神做事的法则。
And we also see the principle of God's work.
今天不只看见他的作为。
Not only we see his work.
真的认识他做事的法则。
But we need to understand the principle behind his work.
因为今天我们在神的手里面，他买我们回来成为家里的人，他要经营，他要建造我们。
Because we have been redeemed back into household of God, and he's working on us, building us up.
所以我们要来一起看在爱中建造基督的身体。
So we want to see how we build up the body of Christ in love.
我们一起来读以弗所书四章第十六节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。那这个在爱中建立自己，讲到是在爱的里面来建造基督的身体。
Here it says it builds itself up in love. So it means when we build up the body of Christ, it's done in love.
百节各按各职。
And the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And grows and builds it up.
是在叫我们认识到在基督里面我们是在一个身体的里面。
Therefore we know in the body of Christ we are one.
每一个肢体都是那么的重要。
Every member is important.
都是那么的宝贵。
And precious.
我记得以前我在工作的时候，我是做工程的，写软件来分析的。
I used to be a programmer, writing programs to perform certain analysis.
所以有时候你看见，比方说你分析这个一架飞机的这个结构。
So sometimes we need to analyze the structure of an airplane.
那我们怎么来分析呢？
How do we analyze the structure of an airplane?
它可能有很多不同的部分，不同的形状。
And apparently has different parts, different sections, different shapes.
你没有一个公式能够来算它的这个应力啊，什么样的。
You don't have one formula that can do the entire analysis.
它的受力也是很复杂的。
And the force it receives also varies throughout the plane.
所以我们是把它要切割成很多很多的小块。
So in order to do the analysis, we need to cut them into small pieces.
我们叫做元素或者 element.
Into small elements.
所以每一个形状，不管你什么形状，你可以把它切割成很多很多的小的元素。
Doesn't matter what shape it is, we could always divide them into small elements.
然后在电脑里面每一个做成以后，把它组合起来。
Once you finish analysis of a part,Then you put all them together.
它成为一个很大的一个矩阵。
And becomes a huge.
然后用这个矩阵，然后再来分析。
矩阵。
matrix.
A huge matrix. And then from there you do your analysis.
对，然后你可以算出它的变形，算出它的应力。
And then you can figure it out the rest.
但这个不重要，重要的是什么呢？
And this is not important. But what's important?
就说它可能有几万个它小小的元素在里面。
You may have 10,000 of elements in this structure.
但如果你缺了一个
，But if you miss any one particular element,
你整个计算出来那个答案就是非常错误的。
And your calculation result can be very wrong.
那个地方缺了一个。
Because you miss one element,
它就变成受力可能非常大的一个点。
And that become a place that can become a place that receive most pressure or force.
弟兄姐妹，我们在身体里面，我们可能就是那么一个。
So in the body of Christ, you and I can be just that small element.
但是每一个都是不可缺少的。
But every element is important.
所以我们在计算的时候，有些user他们缺少了一个什么？结果产生说，哎，为什么答案不对了
？So in our calculation, if we miss an element, and our client will wonder how come the result is different.
所以在这些点上，你就需要注意，你就要找回来。
Then you need to take another look at your calculation and find that missing element.
今天我们在基督的身体的里面
，We are in the body of Christ.
是互相联络做肢体的
，And we are put together to be members in the body.
圣经也让我们看到说，神把各样不同的恩赐赐下来。
And Bible tells us that God has given to us different gifts.
那这些恩赐是为着教会的建造
，For the building of His church.
在以弗所书。
In Ephesians,
他赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Chapter 4, verse 11 says, He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
那他这些恩赐是讲到这些人。
And these gifts are people.
他们这些恩赐就是讲到这些执事啊，他们是神所赐给教会的。
And the gifts are their ministry, which are for His church.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，要建立基督的身体。
These gifts are given to equip His people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
然后罗马书呢，它十二章，它也讲到恩赐。
And in the book of Romans chapter 12, we also talk about the gifts.
那这个比较是生命的恩赐。
And these gifts are concerning life.
我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
We have different gifts.
他说，或者说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。
If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith.
他说，或做执事就当专一执事。
If it is serving, let him serve.
那执事他在这边的意思就是你就是服侍人的。
Here's ministry means serving.
他有些是教导的，要专一教导。
If it is teaching, let him teach.
专一教导的，还有劝化的，还有施舍的。
There are also people have gifts of encouraging, contributing, and giving.
那他也讲到有治理的就要殷勤。
And also if it's leadership, let him govern diligently.
怜悯人的就当甘心。
If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
我们讲过有一个很简单的这个恩赐的测验。
And I mentioned before a quick way to test your gift.
那他是讲到说有一位肢体呢，他住院了。
If someone among us is hospitalized,
当你听到的时候，你第一个反应是什么
？What is your first reaction?
那有些人很自然的，他会说：“我赶快，我要烧一只鸡，我要做一个什么，我要带去看他。”
Some would react quickly and say, "Oh, let me cook something delicious like chicken soup."
那有一些人就说他生什么病了、
啊、？And some may say, "What kind of sickness does he or she have?"
他的反应是第一个去找说这个病是什么样的原因产生的。
You ask that question because you want to do some research, try to understand the sickness he or she has.
然后要怎么样注意？
And how can she take care of herself more in the future?
有一些我不知道是不是你哈，你会想到说她有没有保险啊？她的财务这样子，这个生病的会不会有问题、啊、
？Some may wonder what kind of insurance does he or she has? Would he or she encounter financial hardship?
有些人去，他会说，你从这个病，你有没有学到什么功课、啊、
？Some may visit this member says, What have you learned from this sickness?
神要教你什么？你有没有隐而未现的罪啊
？What is God trying to teach you? Do you have any hidden sin?
这我想病人最不喜欢遇到的。
Probably this is the one that we dislike the most.
那也有他说，哎，我自己不会做啊，但是呢，我不能总看着弟兄姐妹这一餐都是鸡汤，那下一餐呢，有好多好多的是什么其他的东西。
And some may
say,
I'm not good at cooking, but you know, I can tell we need to organize all these food delivery.
弟兄姊妹，这只是一个很简单的一个情形哈，那看你第一个反应是什么。
This is just a very simple scenario, but what is your first reaction?
所以有些人的反应，他马上就想到说，哎，我能够做什么？我马上做好送去。
And some may react right away, oh, I can cook this or I can do that.
他可能是有执事的恩赐。
Then this person has the gift of serving.
那一个一想到就是赶快去找资料的。
And the one who wants to understand the sickness.
想要了解他的来龙去脉的
doing more research so you know the sickness
他很可能有教导的恩赐
maybe he has the gift of teaching
那个一听到有学了什么功课的
and how about the one says did you sin? What are you trying to learn from the sickness?
他可能是有先知的恩赐、啊、
maybe he has the prophesying
他要指出你的隐情、啊、
he wants to point out your hidden condition
还有一个他很会安排的
and some may be great at managing or coordinating
我记得很多年前萱萱她割那个胆囊
I remember many years ago my dear wife had her gallbladder removed
很多很多这个特别是姊妹们啊她们都每一餐她们就是送想说要做什么好然后呢叫她可以吃好的我也顺便吃好
A lot of wonderful sisters take turn to cook meals for us, including myself.
那有一个姊妹呢，她说我自己不太会做，但是我来安排。
A sister says, you know, I'm not a good cook, so why don't I be the coordinator?
她真的很会安排，早餐谁送，中餐谁送，晚餐谁送。
She was a great coordinator. She made arrangement for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for us.
大概一两个礼拜哈。
Last about 2 weeks.
所以那一位姊妹。他实在是有治理的恩赐。
So that sister has the gift of coordinating.
那我们遇到一个简单的事情，每一个人的反应是不一样的。
So any small thing we encounter, each of us may react to it differently.
你从不同的反应，表示说你的生命里面有不同的恩赐。
And your reaction refers to the gift you have.
当我们在一起的时候
，So when we are together，
你就发现需要让每一个恩赐都发挥它的功用。
And then you realize we need to have every gift served.
这样子我们才能够一起建造。
So that we can truly build up one another.
如果只是说为什么都是我在做，你都不做。
If you always complain about how come only I have been working and you are doing nothing,
当你在指责的时候
when you point fingers at others,
那个有治理恩赐的
the one that who is good at leadership,
他可能会说你们这样的盲目的这样子做，但是呢，没有一个安排，很混乱的
and may criticize that you guys are a mess without any organization.
因为大家的不同，你可以彼此在那里。有许多的抱怨。
The fact that we have different gifts may result in arguments and complaints.
但是如果你看到我们是在一个身体的里面
，But if you realize that we are all one in this body,
那每一个恩赐是为着建造，都是很重要的。
Bearing different gifts, which is for the building up of the body, so very important.
我们会彼此欣赏。
Then we will be able to appreciate each other.
然后这样子才有可能彼此来成全。
Then that we can edify one another.
在哥林多前书十二章，他也讲到恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter 12 also talk about gifts.
那边的恩赐更多是圣灵的恩赐。
And that is the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
刚刚讲到有人生病，很多人去看的时候，他第一个想到就是说，我们一起为他怎么来祷告，求主来医治他。
And a lot of times we see somebody got sick, the first reaction we have is let's pray together and ask for God's healing.
当然你里面真的有这样的负担，为着病人按手来祷告。
So when you lay hand and pray for the sick person from the burden,
你经历到神听我们的祷告。
And then you experience how God answered that kind of prayer.
你就发现慢慢有一个恩赐。医治的恩赐显明出来
and gradually the gift of healing surfaced on this person
同样的圣灵的恩赐各个不同
again the gifts from the Holy Spirit is different on everyone
但是呢是为着教会的建造
but it's all for the building up of the church
有一些人的看法他们觉得说现在那些恩赐已经过去了
And there's a school of thought thinking all the gifts are gone, they all passed away.
那些恩赐是在使徒时代，那个时候有，但是现在已经没有了。
Gifts were valid during the era of apostles, but not applicable to us now.
或者不需要了。
Or no longer necessary.
其实我们在圣经里面没有这样的一个教导。
But you cannot find any basis to that school of thought in the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，是的，在建造的时候需要这些恩赐。
And clearly, when God is still building, He needs these gifts.
等到建造完成了
，Once the building is finished,
有一些恩赐可能是不需要了。
Yes, gifts can be put away.
今天我们这个房子盖好了
，If this construction is completed,
建造时候的那些工具现在没有了。
All the tools that we use to construct the building.Are no longer necessary.
但是弟兄姐妹，现在正是建造的时候。
Yeah, we are living in the time of being constructed.
我们需要各样的恩赐，各样的工具。
So we need all kinds of gifts, all kinds of tools.
我们需要一起摆上，一同来建造。
We need to put them together to build it up.
有个弟兄说，我实在没什么恩赐啊。
Some brother may say, you know, I really have no gift.
他左想右想，他说我实在不晓得有什么用。
I don't know what use do I have.
我就像那个脚底的那个厚皮啊
I feel I'm just like the thick skin at the bottom of the soul.
他想不到有什么用途
Which is kind of like useless as far as he's concerned.
那弟兄听到说哎脚底的厚皮可重要了
And the other brother goes, you know, the thick skin at the bottom of the foot is very important.
没有这个厚皮你走路多难受啊
Without the thick skin, you can't really walk well.
让他知道说你那一份也是不可少的
So you are important.It cannot be lack without.
圣经告诉我们，每一个最少也有一千两。
Bible says at least each one of us has one talent.
今天最常出问题的就是那一千两的，就是我没有什么。
The problems with a gifts that those who have only one talent because they feel they had nothing.
就把它埋起来了。
So they will dig a hole and bury it.
其实每一个一千两都是那样的重要。
Yet every talent is very important.
今天我们说主把各样的恩赐赐给他的教会
God has given to his church all kinds of gifts
成全圣徒各尽其职
In order to edify his saints
建立基督的身体
To build up the body of Christ
有了恩赐有了建造
Having gifts so we can construct
然后我们要看到神要得着它是一个义的见证
We also need to see that God wants to obtain for himself a testimony of unity
要保守圣灵所赐的那个义
We need to keep that oneness was from the Holy Spirit
然后这个见证是能够彰显出来的
And testimony means something that shows
主在最后晚餐他讲很重要的话
And Jesus gave some very important message during the Last Supper
在十三章三十四节主说我赐给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱
In John 13 verse 34 says A new command I give you Love one another
我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱
As I have loved you So you must love one another
所以我们要看到他的标准、啊、都是以他自己为标准
Do we see that? Everything he asks The standard is himself
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples.
众人会
if you love one another.
认出这边讲到说是有一个爱的见证彰显出来了。
So everybody can recognize, wow, there's a testimony of love.
世界上的人，他们何等的需要爱。
The whole world needs love.
有很多的所谓的这些团体啊，俱乐部啊。他们想说有一些人在一起他们有共同的兴趣嗜好他们想要得着那样的一个爱
A lot of groups or clubs were formed because they are pursuing something together with love
但是世界上你找不到真正的爱
But you cannot find true love in this world
今天主爱我们那个爱是牺牲的爱是舍命的爱
And the love our Lord has shown us is the sacrificial love
是爱我们爱到底的爱是全胜的爱
And it's love that lasts all the way to the end It's an all victorious love
弟兄姐妹我们今天能够彼此相爱
Dear brothers and sisters The fact that we can love each other
因为主先爱我们
It's all because God has first loved us
因为他把这个爱他赐给我们
And he has given us this love of His.
所以他讲到说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
That's why he said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
哥罗西书三章十三节讲到说，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
And Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive what grievance you may have against one another.
他下面又讲说，那个标准是什么？主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Then Jesus said the following as holding himself as the standard. He said, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
主怎样饶恕人。
How the Lord forgave people.
真的是在十字架上他为那些钉他十字架的人来祷告。
He prayed for those who crucified him on the cross.
他饶恕他们，父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
这是我们主他的饶恕。
And that is the forgiveness of our Lord.
罗马书十五章七节说，所以你们要彼此接纳。如同基督接纳你们一样。
Romans 15:7 says, accept one another just as Christ accepted you.
他每一次讲到有一些要求，他那个标准都是以主为标准。
Every time when the Lord has a requirement or a command, he uses himself as the standard.
主接纳我们。
The Lord accepts us.
我们那些这样的污秽、堕落、无望的族类。
We are a fallen and hopeless race.
他接纳我们成为他的儿女。
He accepts us into his house as his children.
我们看到圣经叫我们彼此相爱，彼此饶恕，彼此接纳。
To love one another, accept one another, and bear with each other.
那个标准都是以主来做标准。
Using Jesus as the standard.
我们想说那个标准太高了。
We might regard that's too high a standard for me.
我们永远做不到。
I will never be able to achieve that.
的确，照着我们天然人，我们没有一个人能够做到，哪怕一点点的程度也做不到。
Indeed, none of us flesh can even reach that.
但是主以他自己做标准。
But when the Lord give us command based upon His standard,
因为他把他的生命已经赐给我们。
Because He has given to us His own life.
在我们里面是不可能的。
To us, it's impossible.
但是在基督里是绝对有可能的。
But in Christ, it's absolutely possible.
今天我们看到主把各样的恩赐赐下来。
The Lord has given to His church all kinds of gifts.
把他的生命赐给我们。
He has given to us His own life.
他正在建造荣耀的教会。
He is building up for Himself a radiant church.
主要呼召我们回到当初。
So He's calling us to come back to the beginning.
叫我们看见他永远的心意。
To understand His original intent.
叫我们看见那个建造的蓝图。
To see the blueprint of His construction work.
哦，你看见了，这成了你的意象。
Once you see it, it becomes a vision for you.
保罗看见基督，看见教会的意象。
Paul saw the vision concerning Christ and his church.
这个意象就会抓住他一生来奔跑，来跟随。
And that vision got hold of him, so he ran forward without regret.
这个意象今天不只是为着保罗。
And that vision was not just for Paul.
今天每一个神的儿女，神乐意来启示。
It's for each one of us because God is glad to reveal to us.
但是我们要祷告。
But we need to ask.
要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
We need to pray and ask for the Spirit that gives wisdom and understanding.
主啊，开我的眼。
Oh Lord, open my eyes.
我要看见。
So that I can see.
哦，当你看见了那一个呼召在我们的身上，那一个意象会抓住我们。
When you see that calling on us, then that becomes a vision that will take hold of us.
我们感谢主，我们要回到圣经。
We thank the Lord. We need to go back to the Bible.
要认识那真道的奥秘。
Understand the deep truth of our faith.
我们读到这么多恢复的产业。
We have learned all the wonderful spiritual heritage that being restored.
这些产业不是说只是恢复，只是在历史上面有一个这样的事情。
And this recovery is not just to record an event in history.
是我们要追求，是我们要来得着，要来经历的。
But something we need to pursue to receive and experience.
或者是我们承受这些产业。
We inherit these inheritances.
他要我们为着神的家，为着建造，我们要多多的得着粮食。
So that we can store up food for the building work of the house.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the word of God is life and is spirit.
他用他的话来建造。
He builds us up with his own words.
他把他的圣经赐给我们。
He has given us the Bible.
他向我们说话。
He speaks to us.
今天他也借着他的儿女们。
And through his children.
他告诉我们要说造就人的好话。
He says, speak words that edifies others.
你知不知道你所说的话能够造就人，也能够拆毁人。
Do you know our words can build people up? And also destroy them.
神叫我们说造就人的好话。
So God says, speak words that edify others.
把人建造起来。
To build people up.
我们看到要回到身体。
Also we learn that we need to go back to the body.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
今天我们蒙恩了，得救了，我们就进入基督的身体。
We have been blessed and saved. We have been brought into the body of Christ.
今天神所要得着的那一个见证是身体的见证。
So God wants to receive a testimony of the body.
教会历史上有很多这些修道士。
And there are many monks in the history of church.
也许他们的生命，他们的追求，他们付的代价，那是非常非常大的。
They all pay great price or show for the wonderful spiritual life.
有一个时期很多柱顶上的修道士。
And there's a period of time a lot of monks they live on the top of a pole.
他们要与世隔绝。
In order to isolate themselves from the world.
他们要单单的来到神的面前。
Because they just want to come to God alone.
所以那时候他们做了很多高高的柱子。
So they made for themselves many high poles.
这些修道士他们就住在那个柱顶上。
And these monks lived on those poles.
然后用绳子，然后人家把食物这样子拉上去。
And the people deliver food to them through the rope.
不是短时间，住了很长时间。
It's not just for a few days. They live up there for a long period of time.
但是无论他们花了多少的力气。
And no matter how much effort they devoted.
每一个他们单独的在那里追求。
They were still pursuing the Lord individually.
但是弟兄姐妹，那不是神的心意。
That is not what God wants.
神要得着是身体的见证。
Because God intends to obtain a testimony of the body.
叫我们聚在一起。
So that we need to be together.
一同侍奉。
We need to serve together.
一同敬拜。
We worship together.
其实我们的生活也是连在一起。
And we live together.
我们要把感谢赞美归给主。
And we need to give thanks and praises to our God.
借着这样，他正在建造荣耀的教会。
For through all these, he is building up his radiant church.
愿这些日子主从里面来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us close from within.
叫我们和我们的同伴，我们一起往前。
So that we can move forward with our partners.
向着标杆来直跑。
And press on toward the goal.
我们再来唱这首诗歌676首。
That sings hymn again, 676.
荣耀教会。
The glorious church.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Yeah, Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
在这两天当中，你把你伟大的心意向我们启示。
And I have shown you great will in those 2 days.
要叫我们愚钝的心能够完全明白被开通。
And waking our hearts up.
主，你必定成全你伟大的工程。
Are you gonna accomplish the work you start?
叫我们在爱里面完完全全彼此合一。
Let us be united in love.
圣灵，我们求你来制作我们。
And the Holy Spirit work on us.
洁净那所有一切内心的杂质和污秽。
And purify our hearts.
主，求你来调整我们的个性。
And work on our personality.
将你伟大荣耀的属天的品性加添在我们里面。
And give us a heavenly nature.
主，我们愿意。
Dear Lord, we are willing.
主，我们愿意在这荣耀的教会的行列里面。
And we're willing to be a member of this body.
我们感谢赞美你。
And we thank you and we praise you.
主，我们一定要荣耀你圣洁的名。
And we want to glorify your name.
主，我们一定要看见世人看见我们合一的见证。
And let the others see us as a display.And the children,
直到你再来迎接你荣耀的教会回天家。
Until the days we see you again,
谢谢主垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
And I will pray in Jesus' name.